The chairman of the Political Broadcast Committee of the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, Ebenezer Mpabin, says 1st July has been set for the commencement of the free platform for political parties to sell their policies. Speaking to Radio Ghana on Behind the News, Mr. Mpabin said 23 parties have been invited because they are parties recognized by the Electoral Commission. He explained that the policy has been approved by the Board of the Corruption and within the policy are guidelines to be adhered to by all parties.
As a corporation, we have our duties cut out for us. The Electoral Commission also have theirs. We do not determine the status of a political party, and we will never attempt to do that. The list of political parties we invited was 23. If you went to the EC website right now, you will find those 23 there with their contacts and all. Those parties that have ceased to exist have been deleted, and those that EC recognizes as registered political parties are those that we will deal with.
When is this program starting? Is it going to be after the EC has certified those who are going to be in contention for the election itself, or before then?
We have earmarked 1st July as the official beginning of our offer of free platforms for political parties. Now, we are covering them anyway because some activity is going on. We know that it has not picked up, but we are also a news organization. So what is newsworthy will pick up. But officially, we need to structure this so that we shall be seen as making conscious efforts at fulfilling our constitutional mandate.
In terms of GBC's personnel, what sort of training have they been giving or will be giving in order for them to be able to, you know, carry out this mandate of, you know, giving a call access or reportage to all parties involved?
Unfortunately for us, GBC is a house full of expertise. We have experienced people who constantly pass on knowledge and mentor others. So it's not a big problem for us. But when we are engaged on major projects like this, it is important to refresh the memory of people through workshops and so on.
Chairman of the Political Broadcast Committee of GBC, Ebenezer Mpabin, the Communications Director of PPP, Paco Akwe, commended GBC for the initiative and its coverage of the PPP, but urged the corporation to liaise with the Electoral Commission to know and deal with only legitimate parties rather than opening the poll.
We would like to take this opportunity to commend GBC for such a wonderful policy. We believe that GBC must live by the laws that established it and says that they are supposed to provide each party equal opportunity. It's a good thing. We hope that what they have set for themselves as a policy, they will live by it and make sure they all comply with PPP. We want an opportunity to create a just and disciplined society. And as a state broadcaster, and by this I mean GBC, we also don't expect them to be a conduit for promoting illegality. What I'm saying here is that GBC should be interested in making sure that political parties comply the requirements of the Act 574. Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, we must liaise with the Electoral Commission in the determination of what constitutes a party and which of the parties have been able to fulfill the requirements. If we're able to do that, then we know that out of the 26, only 10 or 5 are serious. And so we give them the opportunity for them to broadcast their programs, their manifestos, and so on and so forth. So we are calling on the EC to confer with the Electoral Commission. This is an important thing they are doing, but they must make sure that they are dealing with legitimate parties and not illegitimate political parties.
Communication Director of the PPP, Paco Akwe, the Communication Director of the NDC, James Asante, said the party appreciates the efforts by GBC. He, however, cautioned the corruption against using its editorial policy to the disadvantage of political parties. He, however, cautioned the corporation against using its editorial policy to the disadvantage of political parties. Mr. Asante emphasized the need for equal coverage for all.
I think it's a bold initiative, laudable one, that the NDC welcomes. It gives us the opportunity to also use it as a channel to speak to our followers and try to convince Ghanaians about what we can do for them, and therefore they have to vote for us. I also think that we also have a responsibility to maximize that opportunity in the interest of Ghana, and our democracy must indicate that we fully support that initiative and we'll do everything possible to ensure that at the end of the day, Ghana must win. We expect that the electoral policy would not disadvantage the political party. It will be a problem that we need to consider. So we expect that you are here to win, but then consider the political party and don't do it. Otherwise, it will not help. DBC, we expect them to be firm as far as enforcing, making sure that their policies are adhered to, content, everything is adhered to by this political party.
Communications Director of NDC, James Asante, the General Secretary of the CPP, Ni Ama Akonfra, also lauded the move and expressed his party's readiness for the program.
We welcome the fact that the GBC is seeking to live up to its responsibility under the Constitution once again. They did it last time run, I think also in 2008. It's welcoming that they're seeking to initiate it again, provide equal access and equal platform for all registered political parties. It was good to note this morning that the part of the policy of the GBC is to distinguish between official government business and political coverage. And we were particularly concerned about that. We know that that gives an incumbent a lot of advantage, and we've asked the GBC to be particularly mindful of that. They're going to live up to what they promised. But generally, overall, I think we're welcoming. We were very glad to see that the committee seemed to be up to the task of monitoring to ensure that such equal coverage, equal access is happening. We're happy to embrace the whole program and the platform offered by the GBC. We are very prepared because in every election, particularly with private broadcasting, it's very, very difficult to put your message across. So if we have a state broadcaster offering several free platforms, we're ready to embrace it because we need to get our message across somehow. And we'll be launching our manifesto, for example. We'll be then seeking to put across to the populace, to the general public, our manifesto position, our policy position.